Question for you. What's your reaction when you hear about someone giving the Nazi salute and shouting Heil Hitler? Or maybe you've actually seen someone do that. My guess is it probably angers you, maybe even sickens you. And guess what? Ted Cruz doesn't see a problem with it at all.
My God! A parent did a Nazi salute at a school board because he thought the policies were oppressive. General Garland is doing a Nazi salute at an elected official. Is that protected by the First Amendment?
Yes, it is.
Okay. 15 of the 20, on the face of it, are not violent. They're not threats of violence. They're parents who are unhappy. Yet, miraculously, when you write a memo, the opening line of your memo, in recent months, there has been a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence. You're the Attorney General of the United States. This was not a tweet you sent. This is a memo to the Federal Bureau of Investigations saying, go investigate parents as domestic terrorists.
That is not what the memo says at all. It does
it,
not.
Is it what the letter says?
That is not what
is it what the letter says?
I don't care what the letter says.
You don't care. You said it was the basis of your memo. You testified under oath before the House of Representatives. The letter was the basis of your memo. Now you don't care about the letter?
The letter and public reports of violence and threats of violence. My memo says nothing about domestic terrorism, says nothing about parents committing any such things. My memo is an attempt to get an assessment of whether there is a problem out there.
Now keep in mind that Cruz is among the GOPers who took the Attorney General's memo about the threats and anger being aimed at school board members by who were referred to as domestic terrorists and twisted that message into every parent who has a child in school is being called a domestic terrorist by the FBI, DOJ, among others. So Cruz has no problem if you shout out Heil Hitler, especially if it's for cause or reason he supports. Really hope the Jewish population of Texas is hearing this.